The biggest thing is whenever he's on the field, Hecker is on the field, you have to be alert for fakes, gadgets, formation shifts. In particular, when we're on punt return, they have the ball and we're trying to get the ball back. You have to be really sharp about what's going on from the time they come onto the field to the time they go off the field. That's really the biggest key. When you see him out there, something's up, whether it's punt or field goal, for that matter. He's had a ton of gadgets, obviously being the next quarterback. So you always have to be prepared for that.
And what's the common thread that runs through the units with Coach Fossil?
I think the thing that you see with them is that they are very simple, yet they have enough of a offset or a trigger to make you have to think about what you're doing. So they don't make it, it's not hard on them. They may go, they may shift. You take the time to work on the shift, and now he's got you, he's taking away your 10-minute period. So essentially what they're trying to do is get you to slow down. You follow me? You're worried about fakes, gadgets, all right, trick plays, formations, eligibles, ineligibles. Next thing you know, ball snap.
And did you all address that? Because y'all had the penalties early, kind of cleaned them up, and then the rash last week. Was that?
Yep. It's something, it's a continuous deal. You know, you have to continue to coach. The hay's never in the barn, you know, so it's always something that you have to fix. You just keep talking about it, keep preaching it, keep drilling it, and, eventually it gets fixed. And we had some early, then we made a run when we cleaned them up, and then now here you go again with a couple more. All right, so we got to get that taken care of.
And Coach Matt Ryan was named NFC Special Team Player of the Week this week. How comforting is it to know that you have a player like that who's so rock steady heading into the postseason?
It's a great advantage to have him. He's been in the moment several times, and he loves that. He loves that challenge. And, that gives us enough confidence that you're like, okay, he's got it. You know, so we get the numbers before the game. You know where his marks are. And now once you get all set and get on the field, you know, those times come up, bam. He's ready to rock and roll. It's it's really cool to have a guy like that that looks forward to the pressure. So he does a great job with it.
Anything else?
Coach, I apologize. I missed it.
It's all right.
Just, I don't know if you can say much right now, but How do you feel about just being a guy that people are interested in interviewing for jobs?
It's a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. Right now we're, obviously focusing on the Rams, and we'll take care of that later on next week. But it's obviously a great opportunity. To me, it's a sign of respect. I've been doing this 24 years now. So, that's quite a long time in this league. And it's good to have somebody recognize you for what you've done.